Today, as part of our monsoon series, we go on a visit to the animal kingdom.
I am Kyle Waits. I work at the Phoenix Zoo as a bird keeper. We are at the Greater Flamingo Yard at the Phoenix Zoo.
22 rosy birds stand like a collection of 1950s lawn ornaments come to life.
Mom, why does that flamingo, why does it go like this?
The birds balance on one foot and stretch their gangly necks, sometimes to honk in each other's faces. And that's Kyle's favorite thing about them.
I love how kind of awkward they are in their social communities and stuff like that.
So describe for us how they eat here, because I'm watching it and it's like it's almost like with the top of their beaks.
Yep, yeah, they kind of have an upside down way that they feed. So they will put their bills down into the water, and as you're seeing, they'll sift through the mud, and they have little, they're called lamellae. They're little like hair-like bristles in their bills, which cause them to be able to filter through the muck and stuff and get out the things that they're looking for, like the algae and that brine shrimp.
For wild flamingos, the rainy season equals more food. Kyle says the rain stirs up the mud and brings in fresh water, which causes more algae to bloom. And more food means it's time for more flamingos.
Flamingos actually will kind of do team courtship displays. So they'll walk all together in one line and like do kind of like a little dance together.
After dancing and maybe even dinner, the flamingos settle down. Tell us about these. They look like little mud piles.
Yeah, they look like little mud volcanoes is probably the best way to describe them that I've heard. And so what they'll do is they'll kind of muddle around, and you see the one stamping on the ground there. He's kind of hardening and moving around the mud. And then they'll stand on the nest and gather the mud up around it and kind of just build it up very slowly. The building up and why it's so high is actually to protect from rains. So because they nest during the monsoon season, the waters obviously can rise. So it's a protection for the chicks. So they're elevated from that possible water rising.
It's amazing how powerful the weather is for animal behavior, even for animals that are not outside. The reptile keepers have to mimic the outside world within one square foot.
These are really cool. These are one of our native animals. I mean, it's a toad the size of a grapefruit.
Senior reptile keeper James Hall is holding a Sonoran toad that has a permanent frown stretched across its wide face. This little guy lives in a crate with a roommate and a water bowl, but you might come across one while hiking or even in your backyard, especially during monsoon season.
When it rains, they come up, they want that moisture, they lay their eggs in the water. Tadpoles develop very quickly because the water's not there permanently, and then they go back and hide underground.
All sorts of toads and snakes and lizards emerge from their cool hiding spots after a good rain.
Basically, everything revolves around moisture.
So what you're saying is this time of year is not the time for me to go out on a trail.
It's the perfect time to go out on the trail. You will see parts of Arizona that are up and moving that you may never see any other time.
But here at the zoo, these critters are active year-round. Part of that is because the keepers simulate their favorite climate within the tiny enclosures.
So we miss these guys down lightly every day.
Just like we turn on our AC every day. And like the flamingos we heard earlier, love is in the air during monsoon season. But how do you trigger that instinct from indoors?
We would set up a full rain chamber, so we would simulate the monsoons to trigger that breeding. You'll get some breeding, but some of the animals really get that triggered response from the rain. So you set up a shower for them, and they'll take care of the rest.
And we'd like to say a big thank you to everyone who has called in to share their thoughts about the monsoon. We've really enjoyed hearing them. Keep listening to the show for more monsoon stories as the season continues. We'll keep airing your stories as well. And keep an eye out for those storms. We should see more later this week.